Well, we're up to Simon Tovkuf Tzadik Gimel, say base. We're going to be completing this Simon, as well as Simon Tovkuf Tzadik Dalet, which is very short, as well as Simon Tovkuf Tzadik Hey, which is very short, and hopefully as Tovkuf Tzadik Vav as well, which is very short. That's the plan. We're going to be discussing a very interesting Shaila. What happens if somebody lives in a village on his own, has got a little farm with a couple of chickens and maybe a sheep, and he has to choose between two places to go for Rosh Hashanah? One place has got a shofar, and he'll be fulfilling the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar if he goes to one of the two options. However, over there is no machzor and there is no way he's going to be able to daven properly. But he's going to have Tkiyah Shofar. He's going to have the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. The other village, he's going to have a machzor that he can use, but there is no shofar. Where should he go? Oh, good, we'll get to that. And what happens if you're not even sure the other village has got a shofar? You think, could be, last year they had, but you don't know what happened this year. Could very well be it's gone by now. Not sure. So what's the two? Which one should you pick out of the two? We're going to be discussing them in Simon Tovkuf Tzadik Hey. If we get to Tzadik Vav, we'll be discussing the interesting minig and halacha of Tkiyah Gedoila. Will be discussed and addressed in Simon Tovkuf Tzadik Vav. Okay, but let's just get there first. Simon Tovkuf Tzadik Gimel, Seif Beis. V'chein Tkiyas Ma'ak V'zu'ezu. So we discovered Seif Aleph yesterday. We finished off the shir discussing that the fact that Brochesh Rosh Hashanah Ma'ak V'zu'ezu, that if you know Malchias but you don't know Zichoynes, if you know Zichoynes you don't know Shofres, you don't daven at all. Because the Ma'akev, you need one another. As opposed to what? As opposed to? Weekday Rosh Hashanah, weekday Shemana Esrei. Weekday Shemana Esrei, if you just know one tefillah and you don't know the rest, you can't daven weekday Shemana Esrei. Not so Rosh Hashanah. Continues Seif Beis, V'chein Tkiyas Ma'ak V'zu'ezu. Tkiyas Ha'osa Ma'ak V'zu'ezu. What does that mean, Tkiyas Ma'ak V'zu'ezu? V'hanem ele she'enu yidea ele miktas ha'simon shalo yase oysa miktas yidea. If a person only knows how to blow a tour, or more likely, probably just to know how to do Tkiyah, what's more likely? What's easier? Tkiyah is easier. So imagine somebody just knows how to do a tkiyah, but he can't actually get a tour done. So Shulchan Aruch is teaching us now, don't do it. No point doing it. If you can't do a tkiyah and a tour, if you can't know all the sounds, then forget it. Just don't bother. Because tkiyah is a ma'ak v'zuzu. We learned, you need a tour. With the reis, we learned there's a tour sound. And this is followed and you need to have before and after a tkiyah sound. They all go together, as it were. If you can't do all of it, just leave it all together. It's ma'akev zu'ezu. Avol, tashrat, tashat, tarat, ein ma'akev zu'ezu. What happens if a person can do tkiyah shvorim tru'ah tkiyah? He's able to do that. But he's unable to do tkiyah shvorim tru'ah. Or he's unable to do tkiyah tru'ah tkiyah. Could you think of such an individual? Interesting, no? I don't know why, he just can't do it. He can do a tashrat, he can't do a tarat. Or, he can do a tarat, he cannot do a tashrat. That kind of thing. Maybe he can't, maybe, pardon? Yeah, maybe he can't do the shvorim, he can't do the tour. So if he can do one row, he can do the tashrat. Or, he can do the tashrat. Or, he can do the tarat. That is not ma'akev zuzu. Ein ma'akev zuzu. Ve'im yot alaso is echot mehem. If he can do one of the three sets, tashrat, tashat, or tarat, he can do any of the three, or yishnaim, or he can do one of them, or even two, or he should do it. So you should do one of them. What's pshat in that? Mishnah Berurah explains it very beautifully. I think it's very, very understandable after what we've discussed previously. Sif Katan Gimel, oise, tomedo reise bechato sagi. The way we explained previously is that the Torah says tour, but we don't know what the tour sound is. A tour could be a tour, it could be a shvorim, or it could be both together. We don't know what a tour sound is. So, but it says that either way, by doing one of the three types, you maybe there's a chance you're doing the right one. So do it, go for it. Do the one you know. Maybe you're punked getting it right. You're getting it right. You're getting the right one. So if you just know how to do tkiyah, tour, tkiyah, go for it. If you just know how to do tkiyah, shvorim, tkiyah, go for it. If you only know how to do tkiyah, shvorim, tour, tkiyah, go for it. Although you can't do the other two types. So I suppose according to mathematical analysis, how much percentage is it? If you just know one of the three, it's probably 33%. That is likely to get it right. So for 33%, you should do it. Now the question is, what about the brocha? So if a person only knows how to do tkiyah, shvarim tkiyah, should he do a bracha? What do you think? He doesn't know how to do that to a sound. Could be a bracha l'atola. There's 66%. Am I getting it right now? 66%? 66% of bracha l'atola. She said, don't do it. Yeah? Everybody agrees to that. No bracha? No bracha? No bracha? Bracha, no bracha. Only knows how to do tkiyah, truah, tkiyah. He doesn't know how to do shvarim. Should do it, for sure. 33% chance of getting it right. Bracha, no bracha? Why not? The claim is that it could be 66%.
Yeah, but still doing, if we don't know what is a tua.
We don't know what a tua is.
So why is the bracha levatala?
Because it could be. Why is it bracha levatala? Because there is. If he knows the sound, the tua sound, toot, and that's what he's doing, could be that tua, what the Torah requires is really toot. Oh, it could be.
We don't know.
We don't know. So that's what we need to do all three.
How do we know that the whole three are divine?
These three, that's Gemara says, for sure it's one of the three sounds. That's for sure one of the three. That's if it's you're talking about Tashat. Yeah? Good. Very interesting. Very interesting. Now you are right in what you said. The Bialochavia points out the poshuda brochalatki and reshai levorech. Atshuchalitka kolastorim baatzmoi oy betziruv v'machirim. The Bialocha says that you know what? You can only make a brocha. You should take only do once. One. You can only do one. You should only do that. If you do only tashat or tarat, you should take do it. But don't make a brocha as you said because the chance is two out of three. Yeah, you made a brocha levatola. So therefore, don't make a brocha. I had the same thought as you. I was wondering, what happens if a person can do tashrat? But for some reason or another, he's unable to tarat or tashrat. Should he make a bracha then or not? Because it's a little bit... He just knows how to do tashrat. Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering about it. Not sure. The post can be from the bialocha, it seems pretty clear that he still don't make a bracha. Sounds pretty clear from the bialocha. But I was just wondering, it's a bit of a question mark to me. Anyway... continues the Rama. Aval abrochos ein me'akvos atkios v'chen atkios ein me'akvos abrochos. Ve'eze mem she'edeh ha'yaseh. The Mishnah explains if Cotton Dalet, what's the brochos he's referring to over here? She'im einon yoydin levorich abrochos o'elu afol pekeh nisku ha'shloishos dorim. So the brochos that he's referring to is the broch of Malchus, Zichonis, and Shoifres. Say you can't say the brochos of Malchus, or you can't say the broch of Zichonis or Shoifres, nevertheless, but you know how to blow. Nevertheless, blow. Don't worry about it that you can't make the musaf in its. You can't actually do musaf properly. The brachas of Malchus and Shoifres you can't do properly. Nevertheless, you should still blow the shofar. One has nothing to do with the other. That's what the Gemara is teaching us over here. Nothing to do with each other, and it's fine. V'chein sidron in ma'akev. Also, the seder is not ma'akev. What does that mean? The seder, the order is not ma'akev. Says the Mishnah Berurah. We have few halachas very interesting. So if cotton hay first wide line. We're not talking about over here with regards to the order of the tefillah. Before reading the next few words, what do you think? If somebody does know musaf by heart, but he gets confused in the order, he does know the whole text of zichronos, or he doesn't know the whole text of Malchus, or he does know, he knows all the text, but he gets confused in the order. So he's going to say musaf, he's going to say every single word, nothing missing, but he's first saying zichronos, or he's first saying shofres, and then Malchus, and then the order is wrong. Can you daven like this or not? What do you think? To me, it came a bit of a chiddush because Mishnah Berurah is teaching us over here. The bezel lo yotze v'tzurich lachzor v'leis palel. You're totally not yotze. The order is ma'akev. The order of the musaf tefillah is totally ma'akev. And if you're getting it wrong order, you know, it's. I think it's a bit of a chiddush. What would you have guessed? I think it's a bit of a chiddush. No, you're not yotze at all. If you're not getting the right order. V'chen b'seder atkiyah zimikdim trua l'tkiyah rishon lo yotze. He says, certainly also, you're not yotze, but with regards to the tkiyos, you're not yotze if you're changing the order of the tkiyos. If you're first saying Torah and then a Tkiya. That for sure not Yoitze, as we've discussed previously. Elo Yoitze Loima, the Seder Hule is Paral Muslim Litkiya Besechat Fila. The order is what Ramah is talking about over here, that you are Yoitze, and it doesn't matter, is if you, Vim Shina Seder, the Hainu Shis Paral Kodim Shetoka, Yoitze Bishneim. If you're getting wrong the order, you're first davening, and then you're blowing the shofar, as opposed to first blowing the shofar and then davening, that doesn't matter. That, but yeah, it doesn't matter. That's what you're from. The order of the Tfilah itself is a problem. You need to get it right. The order of the actual tkiyas is also ma'akev. You need to get, you can't just blow first a tour and then a tkiyah and then a shvarab. That doesn't work. You need to do it. Tkiyah, right? You need to do that. So that's ma'akev too. The only thing which doesn't matter is if you're first davening and then blowing or vice versa. That doesn't matter. That's what the Ramah is teaching us over here. You want to ask something?
I don't have the time to say that it's interesting that apparently was it someone had cotton and someone had a kuli when the got together, Sanhedrin tried to work out what was the state of the tefillah, because at the time after the Chorban and Bias they were so confused, and you know, they just didn't actually have Masorah for a while of the actual Seder Shemona Esrei, and depending on the circumstances they would bring different brachos to the front. So if they didn't have any land, they were necked off, they weren't going to be doubling, you know, for a kohen so much.
Depending on the circumstances, they would pick the brachos of the Shemona Esrei according to the circumstances.
They would reorder it depending on what was in the Hayyama, but then they, I can't remember, either Shimon HaKotin or someone Abakuli, whoever it was, one of the two, they got them to investigate what the actual Seder HaBrochas were,
and then from then
back together again from people.
I see.
Old timers who remembered it from before the
Chorban. Okay, very interesting. I didn't know this. Yeah, very interesting. Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, Simon Tovkov Tzadi Dalet. So far, so good, yeah? It's been clear? Simon Tovkov Tzadi Dalet. Yochid, Shaloi Toka. Somebody, an individual, a single person, Shaloi Takudim Blo Shofar, Chaveiro Yochel Itkoy Eloi, Velo Yitzi Yedei Chavosoi. Obviously, we know this halacha. Another person is allowed to blow Shofar to be Moiti somebody else, obviously. Avol Yochid, Shaloi Spalate Shabochois, but a private individual who has not Tavon Shmoina Esser, or Shmoina Esser, a person cannot be moitzi somebody else davening Shmoina Esrei. Nowadays, currently, that we're all bekim, you cannot be moitzi somebody else Shmoina Esrei. V'yesh cholkim ve'omim de'im lo yochel ispal. The Ramah says somebody who cannot daven, chavei yochel loitzia b'tfilah. Somebody who cannot daven, somebody is unable to daven. Yes, the halacha still remains that you can be moitzi somebody else davening. I want to point out one question which is interesting, which the poskim discuss interestingly enough over here. We know that there is a concept of mitzvah b'yoytzim b'shluchoy. Generally, with regards to fulfillment of a mitzvah, many mitzvahs I can actually send somebody to do the mitzvah for me. Can you give an example? What mitzvah can I send somebody to do it on my behalf? A get, yeah, that you can, yeah, a get, yeah. I wasn't referring to, yeah, I hear, yeah, you could do. A stock is a bit, stock, yeah, maybe, yeah. Pardon? Yeah, but what mitzvah? I'm talking about mitzvah. Pardon? Yeah, you couldn't be mekadesh a woman through an agent. That's true from a shliach. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so there's many mitzvahs. Can you think of anything else? I mean, mark is probably, it might be an example as well, that you can build a fence around it. It's really the mitzvah maybe, there's a mitzvah to build a marker, you can't send somebody else to know about. What about Tkiyas Shofar, Rabbi? Do you have a greater mitzvah blowing yourself? Because you're blowing yourself, or is an Indian to blow the shofar yourself if you can? Say, can you blow shofar a little bit? No, same with me. But is that a mitzvah to blow a shofar yourself if you can, or no difference? Because of the concept mitzvah boy, the mitzvah with it, for him, yoise is greater than a b'shlucha than somebody else doing it on your behalf. Beautiful. So the very interesting, very very interesting. So the recent poskim, they say that taka, the mitzvah is, as we discussed previously, the mitzvah is to hear the shofar. He's not doing any great. He's also just fulfilling the mitzvah by hearing it. So the mitzvah is no great about actually blowing the shofar. The mitzvah is to hear the shofar. And could be, therefore, that there is no shlichus at all, and therefore mitzvah based on mishlucha will not apply. Some disagree. But I think that I can really hear... I can really hear the svara. Yeah.
An adult male Jew who blows shofar can be part of other people.
Yeah.
But if a woman blows, she can't.
Because she's not a Baruch Yuva. She's not Baruch Yuva. I want to just to explain. Are you asking why she cannot be moitzer? Ultimately, you've got a sound. Is that what you're pointing out?
Yeah,
the answer is a very good question. It's a very deep question. The question is, well, if why can a lady not be moitzer a man by blowing the shofar? Why can a child not blow the shofar and be moitzer others? Why not? If the mitzvah is the sound, surely they're also creating a sound. The answer is because they are not a Baruch Yuva. Somebody who is not within the mitzvah cannot be moitzer somebody else. You need, part of the mitzvah is that the sound should emerge from a shofar which is blown through a Baruch Yuva. Take a marshal. If I would have a tape and I'd be able to tape, it's a bit old fashioned, but I'm sorry, I'm not here yet. I'll get there eventually. Imagine you're recording. You're recording a sound of a shofar, and then afterwards you are listening. You're listening to that. We all agree you cannot be yoitzer the mitzvah, right? Never mind electricity and all that. Just the actual sound of it is not a good sound. Why not? The answer is because he wasn't through Baruch Yuva, right? It's not very precise what I'm saying. It's not very subtle what I'm saying. But just to explain and emphasize the point of it has to come from Baruch Yuva. Does that make sense? Have I answered your question?
It's a combination of Bell Shofar and the...
Correct. It must be about... Imagine a monkey would be able to blow a shofar. Take a shofar and put it in the elephant's trunk type of thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not considered a... It may sound a sound of a shofar, but it's not. It's not considered a... Yeah? I'm not comparing a woman to an elephant, but just to bring the halacha. Yeah. Because it's Takanas Chazal. It's Takanas Chazal. In fact, it was initially made for Einam Bekim. It was initially indeed made for Einam Bekim, but it was made, it's true. Yeah, but it's true. The Shulchan Aruch has to be understood, you're right. But it's definitely made into a firm Takana already. And that leads us to Simon Tovkuf Tzadihei. Very interesting. That's the Shaila we discussed before. It sounds like such an achronish contemporary Shaila. The one I mentioned earlier about, you know, if you go to a village with a shofar or with a machzor. It sounds like, you'd expect that to see that maybe. Which sefer would discuss that? It sounds like a really... but it's Mamash Shulchan Aruch. Misha Einu Boki B'Tkiyas. Somebody who is not confident in blowing Tkiyas. He can't blow a shofar. V'loi B'Seyed Tfilas Musaf. And he cannot, he can't daven Tfilas Musaf on his own. He just can't do it. V'lefonov Shtei Arois. And in front of him there's two cities. V'achas, in one city, B'Kim B'Tkiyos, they can blow the shofar there. And they can be moitzim. V'loi b'tfilas musaf, but they have no clue how to daven tfilas musaf. Nobody will be able to help him with tfilas musaf over there. They're all, there's one fellow over there, inherited from his great-great-grandfather. Shofar, he knows how to blow it, but nobody else has got any clue how to daven. U'v'achaz, in the other city, b'kim b'tfilas musaf, over there they'll be able to support you with tfilas musaf. V'loi b'tkiyos, but they have no means of blowing a shofar. There's no shofar there. Where should he go? Ah, that's a good idea. But that's an interesting idea. Yeah, this should maybe merge. Yeah, but okay, very good. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens, hoylech lemokim shebekim betkiyos. He should go to the place where they can blow tkiyos. That's really interesting. He should go to a place. Yeah, go to a place where there's a shofar. So forget about musaf. Forget about davening. Forget about that. Go to the place where there's a shofar. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, that's a really important Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Na'alef. Lemokim shebekim betkiyos. The tkiyos deiraisa, uvoches derabonon. Tkiyos is deiraisa, and boches is only derabonon. And then listen to that unbelievable chiddush of Yafilu b'yom sheni, even on second day Yom Tov, which of course the chiddush is? Of course, even tkiyos is derabonon.
You couldn't even see anyway, because mistama, it's outside the...
No, okay, never mind the Tchum Shaila. It's a good point, and some actually bring it down over here. But you can really easily avoid the Shaila by saying that, he sorted out before Yom Tov. You know, it's not. It's within the tchum where you put the.
He wouldn't have this shofar in the first place.
Why?
He'd go listen to shofar one place. And that
he can't do both. Maybe because of timing, or maybe because it's too much walking. You know, you could find your way out. I hear what you're saying, and some go that the emes is some poskim do go your mahalach a little bit, but you don't really have to go that mahalach.
Is it a shame that tefillah is the raisa?
Why do you think that tefillah is the raisa?
Well, that's my question.
Okay.
According to some Rambam,
right, you're quite right. You're quite right.
The Mishnah Berurah is saying here he doesn't hold that way.
Good.
He's saying he can fulfill them.
Right. Very good. You're quite right in pointing this out. The Eizam Machloek is a shame as to whether tefillah is the raisa or not. Yeah, it's true. Machloek is famous. Machloek is Ramban and Rambam and other Rishonim. You're quite right. But everybody agrees that you can fulfill the deraisa by other means. That means that even if you hold that tefillah is deraisa, you don't actually have to go through the entire form mode all the way to actually fulfill the deraisa. Everybody agrees to that. That's the source of Shlomo Zalman's psak. Shlomo Zalman says that the lady should always say Moedani, because the deraisa element of it. The deraisa could be, it could be that it's out that she's also obligated for the deraisa. That's why she says Moedani. With that, she's probably already likely to fulfill the deraisa already. She's likely to fulfill the deraisa already. Even if you hold it to the deraisa, you won't have to actually go to that particular place to fulfill the deraisa. So he says that the deraisa. So imagine that the following case as well. A place that's probably even more common, I was thinking. You don't have a lulav and an esrog, and you live in a village, and you don't have an esrog and lulav. And there's two places. One has got dalet minim, kosher dalet minim, a village not that far, and another place is gonna you'll be able to get a machzor and you'll be able to daven there. So based on this Mishnah Berurah, where should you go? Exactly. Go there, shake dalet minim, and go back home, and that's it. So we see over here the importance of the deraisa. I think this teaches us over here, more than anything else, it teaches us the importance of the deraisa, because the deraisa is, and we must remember that, the deraisa is on a different level than the Rabbanon. There's something, the Rabbanons are, and somebody who is, the Gemara says, somebody who is not careful with the Rabbanons, the Gemara gives curses on somebody, and it's definitely, the Rabbanon is very severe and very serious, and Chas v'Shalom mustn't take this down. But compared to the deraisa is ultimately on a higher level. And that's what he's teaching us over here, that the deraisa now, so much so, that if you look carefully what the hemshech of the Ramah is, afilu musaf vadai, I'm going back to the Shulchan Aruch, excuse me, afilu shal musaf vadai v'shal tkiyas shofek. Imagine, he goes even a step further, and that is truly a chiddush. Imagine the shofar over there, you're not sure there is a shofar there. You just know that a couple of years ago, there was a fellow there who knew how to blow the shofar. You don't know if he's still alive, and you don't have to still have the shofar. Could have broken six times by now. But you do know the other place have got a machzor. What should you do then? And here, I really believe I think that's a chiddush. He says, no, go to the place where the shofar is. Go there. Why? Because it's deraisa. So we're learning over here that a sofek deraisa, Rabbosai. Look to that. Listen to that. A sofek deraisa is more important than a vadai derabonon. Isn't that an important yesoid? Isn't that an important yesoid? And,
That's when they're both
asay. Yes, that's what we're talking about. You're right. You may not be comparable to Lois Asay. You're right. You're right. You may not be comparable. It may not. Correct. That's a good point. The Ramah continues and says the following: if you can go to the place where you can daven, and there is time during the day, if you can go to both places, you can obviously go to both. The whole day you can actually blow the shofar. If you can fulfill both, then go there. Okay, I think it's really important halacha here. What do you think about that, Rabbi Yisai? This point of sofek deraisa, a sofek Torah mitzvah is pushed away a vadei derabonon. So going back to lulav case or sukkah case, the sukkah is scenario. Imagine this: you don't have a sukkah in your house. Your village doesn't have a sukkah at all. You know, one neighboring village, you think there may be a sukkah there. You're not sure there's a sukkah. Could be it's kosher. Could be it's not a kosher sukkah. Could be you'll be able to get there. Could be you won't be able to get there. But there's a vadai, the other village, because certainly a machzor. Where should you go? You should go to that. Now, I must admit that I have a bit of a question mark over here. My question mark is as follows. What happens if you... What kind of sofek? Because there's many levels of svekas. Svekas means a doubt. Okay, fair enough. But, you know, is it... You're nearly sure that there's a shofar there? Are you 50% sure? Are you 10% sure? Well, if you just think, could be there is one there. You heard a rumor there is a shofar there. What will be the halacha then? Will you also say that then? Isn't it... You know, what a sofek is a very vague term. A sofek. Yeah, well, what if you just... You heard your neighbor's cousin's uncle apparently may have had once. Will that also... Should also still go there? So, you know what I'm saying? A sofek is a very... What happens if you... Last year they had the shofar, I understand. You can assume this year they've got it as well. What if you heard they got a shofar in... That's right. Last year they didn't have a shofar in the neighboring village. But you heard a rumor that they bought in the meantime and somebody over there has got a shofar. You heard... Is that also considered a sofek? Not sure. I really don't know. It's a question mark for me. I'm not sure. What do you think, Abu Say? What do you want to say something?
It's a great area.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
Get around it because it's always 2 days. So you go for one day, you go.
Yeah.
And if they haven't got... So
But you have an obligation on each day.
No, but say if you go there, you go, there's no show here. No, sorry. Then you'll know for the second
day. Yeah, true. Yeah, but at the end of the day, the first day is you didn't fulfill that.
Yeah, but you wouldn't miss anyway because the other village certainly doesn't have.
Yeah, but at least he would have had the machzor, they would have done musaf, at least. Pardon it?
I mean, it's always a question of chazaka, I suppose. Because if there's a chazaka that they still have the machzor, and there's a chazaka that they still
have the machzor. Yeah, if there's a chazaka, then you're right, you can add that as well. Yeah.
There's no chazaka, but the thing is, there's still, you don't know for sure that they've still got a machzor.
Yeah, I hear that. What do you want to say? No. No, there's remez, but it's not the reise.